Now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some potentially outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
It's dark 30. It's so dark.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now.
That's right. I am here in the middle of the Bermuda Triangle. At our flagship station in Nashville, we have producer Forrest Connor and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelley Wright, you guys have been just buried under snow for a while. What are things like at Wright's Coin Shop these days?
Well, no snow, thank goodness, knock on wood. Things are busy. Everybody is excited for spring and excited to see all of the new coins that we're putting out and buy them, and they're just having a great time.
So Shelley, what's the status of the price of gold and silver right now?
Would you believe that week that we had all that snow, gold went up like $100 an ounce?
Wow.
Crazy. They're still relatively low. It's still a wonderful time to buy. I would definitely encourage that, and we've had a lot of people coming in to buy. But yeah, gold is definitely started moving up.
So anybody who came to you and bought an ounce of gold instantly made $100.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And trust me, as a historian, I can tell you that it's going to continue to explode. You go to Wright's Coin Shop, you buy gold and silver, and you will see your money just exponentially go up in value. Now, Shelley, tell everybody a bit about why they should come to you, though, to buy gold and silver, as opposed to these infomercials they see on TV and that kind of thing.
Well, these infomercial people, they have to pay for all of that airtime, and they are going to pass that along to you. They have huge minimums. They're just going to try and talk you into buying whatever it is they have the most of, whatever it is they feel like selling that day, whether it makes sense for you or not. And we get to know you, and we get to know your situation and what you're looking to do, whether it's to put it back for retirement, whatever your situation is, we can tailor something that makes sense for you. And also make sense for your budget. We have something in everybody's budget. And we have no minimums. We have no maximums. We can do whatever you want to do. So, and we've been in business for 40 years. And I don't make a commission. My guys don't make a commission. We don't have any incentive not to tell you the truth. And we want you to be successful. We want you to make money. That makes us really, really happy when you are successful. And we're happy to answer all of your questions. And we're happy to tell you, hey, you know, we put our money where our mouth is. These are the things that we buy when we are buying gold or silver or collector coins.
So if somebody walks into Wright's Coin Shop, let's just, cut straight to the bottom line here. What is the minimum amount of money you should have in your pocket if you walk into Wright's Coin Shop to buy anything?
Well,
$15, $20, $30, what?
I have coins that are 75 cents. It's not like there's anything that's out of anybody's price range. Gold and silver, it would probably be a good thing to have 15, 30 bucks, maybe a little less than that. Well, definitely maybe 18 bucks if you're wanting to do the 90% silver from 1964 and earlier. That would be your dimes, quarters, and half dollars. A little bit more if you wanted to do silver rounds or silver bars. A little bit more than that if you want to do silver eagles. I mean, it's really easy, and it's really not expensive at all. And if you will just keep on keeping on, make it a habit, you know, do it once a week, once a month, just keep putting that back. I mean, it really adds up, and you can have something for the long run. You can have something for retirement. You can have something if something breaks in your house, that you have something.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've done.
Yeah.
All these years that I've known you, I've compiled my own little treasure chest, and good luck finding that one, you know, because, you know, who knows? I travel all around. Nobody knows where my little treasure trove is. So if people want to contact you, Shelley, how should they do that?
They can call me at 828-298-5402. Or come to the coin shop. We're at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, which is also known as US 25A, and that's in Asheville. And now, like I said in hour one, if the weather is kind of strange and you don't know if it's going to snow or if the weather's bad, call us and make sure that we're there. Maybe we'll come in a little bit later. Maybe we'll close a little bit earlier. Last week was just something that never happens. We closed for, 2-3 days in a row. That just doesn't happen. But it did.
Okay, again, that number to call Shelley is 828-298-5402. Write this down, okay? 828-298-5402. You can also go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS, WrightsCoinShop.com. To get directions and all that kind of stuff. So, Shelley, do you find that most of the people who come into your shop are by themselves, or do you have couples that come in?
We have both. A lot of people come in by themselves, but we do have a lot of couples, too.
You ever have lesbians that come in to Wright's Coin Shop?
Yes, we do.
Like lesbian couples?
Yes, we do.
Do you have a lot of lesbians?
Not a lot, but a few.
So just a few. Is it one lesbian, or do they come in as a couple?
Both. I mean, this is Asheville.
Exactly. It is Asheville.
Yes.
And so once in a while, you have lesbian couples that walk into Wright's Coin Shop.
Yes, we do.
And do they buy anything in particular?
The same as everybody else. They buy gold and silver and collector coins and, you know, whatever they like.
I know you're just sitting there like, where is he going with this?
I'm always sitting here thinking, where is he going with this?
Well, it's the dark 30 hour. You know that.
So it's someplace dark.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to Hong Kong, China.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a story here I have in front of me about a man whose daughter is a lesbian, and he is a billionaire, and he is so distraught over the fact that his daughter is a lesbian that he is going to pay a reward to any man who can make his lesbian daughter straight. As a matter of fact, this Hong Kong billionaire just doubled down on his offer. This guy announced an initial offer of $65 million. Okay, now let me pause for a second. Again, this guy is a billionaire. You can't even imagine how much money that is. He announced an initial offer of $65 million. And now he is doubling that, and he said I'm looking at the story, he's claiming from, the Huffington Post here, if any man can woo his daughter, he will, quote, give them a moderately deluxe life. Uh-huh. I would not force her to marry a man, but obviously I would, from my point of view, prefer her to be married and to have grandchildren, end quote.
So basically, this isn't anything about her and
it was her choice.
Her happiness. She can adopt a kid if she wants to, but I'm not hearing anything about her happiness in here.
Well, that's true, but, you know, now he's up to $130 million, and, you know, there's a lot of happiness that can be bought for
$130 million. Why not just give her the $130 million?
Exactly.
And say, baby, I want you to be happy.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I'm sure he must have thought of that, but it didn't work.
I don't think so.
So $130 million is on the table for any man who can sweep this woman off her feet. So far, they say that she has already attracted over 20,000 unsuccessful suitors.
No, the money has attracted.
The money has attracted over that many unsuccessful suitors.
Well, I'm sure she's attracted some nice young ladies also.
Yes. She can't help who she loves.
Here's a quote from her. I don't think my dad's offering of any amount of money would be able to attract a man I would find attractive, end quote. She goes on to say, I would be happy to befriend any man willing to donate huge amounts of money to my charity, Faith and Love, provided they don't mind that I already have a wife. Third and lastly, thank you, Daddy. I love you, too. End quote.
Wow. Okay. All right. She's already married to someone else, to another woman, and he's trying to do this? What kind of a dad is he?
Yeah. I mean, it says a lot about this whole concept of, determining what you want your kids to do, which is why I don't have kids, mind you. It's one of the reasons, because I would not want to impose whatever my beliefs or expectations are on another person just because they're a kid of mine. So,
on that note.
Here's a story from Australia. Oh, my goodness. This has to do with a naked man and a washing machine.
Ew.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense, though. Like, naked man washing, maybe we need that. I'll explain when we return. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
Stranger moving in.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour. And I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. Welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the show where the unusual becomes usual. And keep in mind, you can go to speakingofstrange.com, joshuapwarren.com. But now it's so snowy and so many people are struggling with power. It's a good thing to go to sunshinesimple.com. And that's where you will find the world's most powerful solar generator for the price. Just watch the video and you will see why we have sold these things all over the entire world. And Forrest, even you have recently been helped by the Sunshine Simple Generator,
I
right?
I have. Actually, I've got a little... you've been to my property up in Jackson County before, haven't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up around Cashiers. Anyway, we were up there actually when the storm hit, the first part of the storm, and actually in the car I had my Sunshine Simple Generator folded up nicely in the trunk of my car, and lo and behold, the power goes out, and everyone, like a couple of people I'm with, were freaking out, and it's like, hey, don't worry about it. And they're like, power's out. We're not going to have any heat or anything to do. I was like, just wait a second. 10 minutes later, we had power. We had DVDs going in the DVD player and the TV running, and we were warm.
Well, there you have it. I mean, we've got so many glowing reports from people all around the world, just like the one that Forrest just gave. Go to sunshinesimple.com and just watch the free video there. We actually have been doing some updates on the website, and it looks totally different now. We have all kinds of cool things that we have on the website now. We have a Geiger counter there, because this is topic for a whole different show, but there's an incredible amount of radiation that continues to come to the U.S. coast because of the Fukushima disaster. But anyway, just, you know, go see it for yourself, sunshinesimple.com. Guys, here's a story from Moorumpa, Australia. It happened again. For the second time in less than a week, someone has gotten stuck in a washing machine playing a game of hide-and-seek. A 20-year-old Australian man got stuck in a top-load washing machine in the hopes of scaring his girlfriend, and he was also naked. The man was stuck in his home as firefighters, paramedics, and a search and rescue team came to his aid. They were eventually able to free the man by lubing him up with olive oil. Shelley, calm down. I'm sure this is very exciting to you, right?
Ew.
Really?
Yes.
The thought of a naked Australian man lubed up with oil doesn't do it for you?
No. What? Trying to be wrenched out of a washing machine? Do people not hide underneath beds anymore or in closets when they're playing...
Shelley, you don't think that Australian men are sexy?
Well, I am not saying that Australian men are not sexy. I'm just saying, really, how sexy can you look being lubed up and wrenched out of a washing machine? Really?
Lubed up with olive oil.
Uh-huh.
Says, quote, they greased him up until he was free, end quote. Forrest, I'm sensing that you're pretty excited about this.
I'm turned on by it.
I knew you would be. So are you more of the Mad Max kind, or what's your angle on this, Forrest?
What do you mean the Mad Max kind?
Do you want that, like, wild, rough Australian man, or do you want somebody who's... Is Hugh Jackman Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he?
I believe so.
Or the Russell Crowe?
Yeah, Russell. Oh, he's Australian, right?
The Mel Gibson Russell Crowe.
I'll tell you what, why don't you just shoot me over a picture of this Australian guy, and I will tell you if he does anything for me.
You know, here I am, like, you know, looking up actors now because we Americans cannot tell the difference between an English person and an Australian person, really. Especially if they're actors. Because, you know, okay, yeah, Hugh Jackman is Australian. I just confirmed that. Russell Crowe, let's see. You're my producer, Forrest. You should be looking up all
Russell
this crap.
Russell Crowe is Australian.
No, he's from New Zealand. Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, island off the coast of Australia. Same continent.
Yeah, it's the same neck of the woods. Okay, let's just move on. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Okay. You know, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we did our last show when I was in Texas, wasn't there a story about a guy who was in, like, some grocery store department who was pleasuring himself?
Isn't there always a story about a guy in a grocery department pleasuring himself these days?
Well, it seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting rampant. This is from Lakewood, New Jersey. It says, was he touching his baloney in front of theirs? Lakewood, New Jersey man arrested after employees at a deli said he disrobed and masturbated in front of an employee and her son. And this is, you know, well, anyway, they say that this guy was 42 years old, waited for other patrons at the deli to leave, then took off his clothing and began touching himself in front of a female employee and her boy. The victims did not know the man. The man was singing the baloney song to the patrons, and he was actually saying, quote, my baloney has a first name. It is O-S-C-A-R.
All righty, then. Did they laugh? I hope they laughed and heckled him.
My God. Next story from Pennsylvania. This story is about a man who is a Swiss cheese pervert. This is starting to make a little more sense now. He posted a warning on Facebook. Oh my God, Swiss cheese pervert on the loose. The guy, he drives around exposing himself to women and offers them money to watch him put Swiss cheese on his privates or pays them more to play with his privates with Swiss cheese. A woman who lives in the nearby town of Bridesburg told the website the suspect's photo and story sounded all too familiar. In 2012, she said a man who looked exactly like this gentleman in the photo there, quote, was looking for someone to perform masturbation on him with Swiss cheese. And she looked like a hot cheese wedge to him. End quote. Gosh, you know, this goes on and on. And the funny thing is, it's all very weird and perverted. And then he goes on to say at one point in a post, I have a big heart. I was crushed again and again by the opposite sex. My fetish grew out of desperation for sex with a woman. I started to compare girls to cheese. Due to their milky complexions, girls are soft, smooth-feeling, and tend to like dairy products more. That and typical advertising, always using a girl to advertise dairy products, made me want to use as a replacement for having sex with girls. Cheese. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have such a stack of just dark, perverted stuff here. I tell you what, why don't I just go straight to stripper and 100 year old. How does that sound? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of. Joshua P. Warren, welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the show where the unusual becomes usual. And keep in mind, you can go to speakingofstrange.com, joshuapwarren.com. But now it's so snowy and so many people are struggling with power. It's a good thing to go to sunshinesimple.com. And that's where you will find the world's most powerful solar generator for the price. Just watch the video and you will see why we have sold these things all over the entire world. And Forrest, even you have recently been helped by the Sunshine Simple Generator,
I
right?
I have. Actually, I've got a little... you've been to my property up in Jackson County before, haven't you?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up around Cashiers. Anyway, we were up there actually when the storm hit, the first part of the storm, and actually in the car I had my Sunshine Simple generator folded up nicely in the trunk of my car, and lo and behold, the power goes out, and everyone, like a couple of people I'm with, were freaking out, and it's like, hey, don't worry about it. And they're like, well, the power's out, we're not going to have any heat or anything to do. I was like, just wait a second. 10 minutes later, we had power. We had DVDs going in the DVD player and the TV running, and we were warm.
Well, there you have it. I mean, we've got so many glowing reports from people all around the world, just like the one that Forrest just gave. Go to sunshinesimple.com and just watch the free video there. We actually have been doing some updates on the website, and it looks totally different now. We have all kinds of cool things that we have on the website now. We have a Geiger counter there, because this is topic for a whole different show, but there's an incredible amount of radiation that continues to come to the U.S. coast because of the Fukushima disaster. But anyway, just, you know, go see it for yourself, sunshinesimple.com. Guys, here's a story from Morompa, Australia. It happened again. For the second time in less than a week, someone has gotten stuck in a washing machine playing a game of hide-and-seek. A 20-year-old Australian man got stuck in a top-load washing machine in the hopes of scaring his girlfriend, and he was also naked. The man was stuck in his home as firefighters, paramedics, and a search and rescue team came to his aid. They were eventually able to free the man by lubing him up with olive oil. Shelley, calm down. I'm sure this is very exciting to you, right?
Ew.
Really?
The
thought of a naked Australian man lubed up with oil doesn't do it for you?
No. What? Trying to be wrenched out of a washing machine? Do people not hide underneath beds anymore or in closets when they're playing?
Shelley, you don't think that Australian men are sexy?
Well, I am not saying that Australian men are not sexy. I'm just saying, really, how sexy can you look being lubed up and wrenched out of a washing machine? Really?
Lubed up with olive oil.
Uh-huh.
Says, quote, they greased him up until he was free, end quote.
Uh-huh.
Forrest, I'm sensing that you're pretty excited about this.
I'm turned on by it.
I knew you would be. So are you more of the Mad Max kind, or what's your angle on this, Forrest?
What do you mean the Mad Max kind?
Do you want that, like, wild, rough Australian man, or do you want somebody who's... Is Hugh Jackman Australian?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he?
I believe so.
Or the Russell Crowe?
Yeah, Russell. Oh, he's Australian, right? Yeah,
the Mel Gibson Russell Crowe.
I'll tell you what, why don't you just shoot me over a picture of this Australian guy, and I will tell you if he does anything for me.
You know, here I am, like, you know, looking up actors now, because we Americans cannot tell the difference between an English person and an Australian person, really. Especially if they're actors. Because, you know, okay, yeah, Hugh Jackman is Australian. I just confirmed that. Russell Crowe, let's see. You're my producer, Forrest. You should be looking up
Russell
all this crap.
Russell Crowe is Australian.
No, he's from New Zealand. Yeah. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Island off the coast of Australia. Same continent.
Yeah, it's the same neck of the woods. Okay, let's just move on. Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but when we did our last show when I was in Texas, wasn't there a story about a guy who was in, like, some grocery store department who was pleasuring himself?
Isn't there always a story about a guy in a grocery department pleasuring himself these days?
Well, it seems that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting rampant. This is from Lakewood, New Jersey. It says, was he touching his baloney in front of theirs? Lakewood, New Jersey man arrested after employees at a deli said he disrobed and masturbated in front of an employee and her son. And this is, you know, well, anyway, they say that this guy was 42 years old, waited for other patrons of the deli to leave, then took off his clothing and began touching himself in front of the female employee and her boy. The victims did not know the man. The man was singing the baloney song to the patrons, and he was actually saying, quote, my baloney has a first name. It is O-S-C-I-R.
All righty, then. Did they laugh? I hope they laughed and heckled him.
My God. Next story from Pennsylvania. This story is about a man who is a Swiss cheese pervert. This is starting to make a little more sense now. He posted a warning on Facebook. Swiss cheese pervert on the loose. The guy, he drives around exposing himself to women and offers them money to watch him put Swiss cheese on his privates or pays them more to play with his privates with Swiss cheese. A woman who lives in the nearby town of Bridesburg told the website the suspect's photo and story sounded all too familiar. In 2012, she said a man who looked exactly like this gentleman in the photo there, quote, was looking for someone to perform masturbation on him with Swiss cheese. And she looked like a hot cheese wedge to him. End quote. Gosh, you know, this goes on and on. And the funny thing is, it's all very weird and perverted. And then he goes on to say at one point in a post, I have a big heart. I was crushed again and again by the opposite sex. My fetish grew out of desperation for sex with a woman. I started to compare girls to cheese. Due to their milky complexions, girls are soft, smooth-feeling, and tend to like dairy products more. That and typical advertising, always using a girl to advertise dairy products, made me want to use as a replacement for having sex with girls. Jeez. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have such a stack of just dark, perverted stuff here. I tell you what, why don't I just go straight to stripper and 100-year-old. How does that sound? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Of Strange, I am Joshua P. Warren. If all goes according to plan, we will have another brand new show for you next week. So tune in for that. Just go to speakingofstrange.com. And I have so much stuff that I wanted to get into tonight that I wanted to talk about. It's just not going to happen. But that's good. Because that will be rolled over, carried over into next week. I mean, for example, just I wanted to do a whole segment about weird things that I purchased here in Puerto Rico. And I'm holding one in my hand. It's an incense called Passion. And you should see what is on the cover of the packaging for Passion incense.
I can only imagine.
I've never walked into a store before and seen two people screwing each other on a package. But, okay, we'll save that for a future episode. Let's get back to some stories, shall we? Here is one from Ireland. They say this biker popped more than a wheelie. A 22-year-old Irishman experienced a 7-week erection. Let me remind everybody, this is the dark 30 hour, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. Okay. A 7-week erection after crashing his mountain bike. The injury occurred after
the
man...
He was happy about it?
It occurred after he fell onto the crossbar of the bike. When he finally got around to seeking medical attention 5 weeks later, he told doctors he had an erection the entire time. Examination revealed no signs of injury but the erect penis. When doctors at Dublin's Talat Hospital realized and tried to treat the permanent kickstand with a manual compression, it worked at first. But then the erection returned almost instantly. How detailed do I have to get here? Basically, they said they were finally able to shift his penis into a lower gear using a process that involved inserting gel foam and platinum coils between certain arteries and veins to alter the blood flow to the organ. Okay.
I hope they tried ice first.
Next story from Pennsylvania. A female high school student who was doing the you-know-what in the back of a Pennsylvania school bus allegedly struck another pupil in the testicles after the younger onlooker began to laugh and chuckle when she, quote, expelled wind during the lewd performance. This bizarre incident occurred around 3 p.m. as the school bus traveled in the township there. The female student, who recently turned 18, was cited for harassment by a trooper whose initial report used less than 60 words to provide a memorable description of the encounter. He basically said she expelled wind, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. And lastly, this is from Fresno, California. An Oklahoma man is behind bars accused of murder after deputies say this man killed his stepfather by giving him what is known as an atomic wedgie. The court papers say that he pulled the man's underwear over his back and head. And it actually says here, the man's testicles exploded. Oh. And he bled to death. There was violent blood spatter on the walls. That is what happens when you give an atomic wedgie sometimes, kids. Oh. And I think that's going to do it.
That's it.
For this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, for the unusual becomes usual. Next time, it's speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And, barring a ball game, tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
Right across the